Our scripture today comes from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 5 through 11. In the same way, you who are younger must accept the authority of those who are older, and all of you must clothe yourselves with humility in your dealings with one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Discipline yourselves. Be vigilant. Like a roaring lion, your adversary, the devil, prowls around looking for someone to devour. Resist him, steadfast in your faith, for you know that your brothers and sisters in all the world are undergoing the same kinds of suffering. And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, support, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. Pray with me, please. Father God, we lift this day up to you. We pray that we might set our cares and concerns aside for a couple moments. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, for it is in Christ's name. Amen. It's a fact of life. It feels great when we're right. It's a testament to our knowledge and experience that we are able to correctly determine the answer to a question and be able to announce it to the world. I don't need to consider anyone else's opinion on what the solution might be, for I am correct. Ever feel like that? Well, what if you're wrong? Perish the thought of any of us ever being wrong. But how many times have we thought we were absolutely, positively right, but it turned out that we were absolutely, positively wrong? How many times has this happened at home, at work, even here at church? How many times have you perhaps misinterpreted a scripture? How many times have you been wrong when you've been in a leadership position in the church? Why does this happen? How? How does this happen? Well, according to the scripture today, it all comes down to pride. The more we are correct, the more times that we get the right answer, the greater the likelihood of us believing our own press, believing in our infallibility. We push aside what anyone else says in favor of what we know is right. I've been right so many times in the past. Surely, I'm right now. But as the phrase goes, pride goeth before a fall. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't have a certain amount of confidence in ourselves, or that we should not take a bit of pride in our accomplishments. But when pride becomes selfish arrogance, That, my friends, is when we start to have problems. Our reading today from 1 Peter tells us to accept the authorities of those who are older. And yes, those of you that read from your Bible, it might have said to respect your elders. But an alternate translation is those who are older. And this may be someone that is older in age, or it could be someone that is older in experience. My pastoral mentor, Wendy Wilson, is younger than I am in age, but she's a lot older in experience. Because those who are older, when we give them the respect, when we accept that what they are saying is true, it is because they have more experience in the matter than we have. And they are able to give us insight, to give us guidance, and to a certain extent affirm things that we are trying to accomplish and the way that we seek to do them. I know this happens a lot in my day job in information technologies. We have a certain project. I have a certain project that I need to be done. And I come up with a solution, and I always like to run that solution by someone else because they can point out flaws or make suggestions as to a better way to accomplish whatever it is that needs to be done. 1 Peter tells us that humility must be part of everything that we do. God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. 2 weeks ago, we looked at Judge Not, Lest Ye Be Judged. And we looked at the passage of Scripture that talked about the speck and the log. And we saw how the log in our eyes is a hindrance to being able to remove the speck from someone else's eye. Jesus calls it hypocrisy. In like manner, having too much pride hinders us from receiving grace and blessings from God. Too much pride can keep us from seeing and receiving blessings and guidance from God, because we are too busy patting ourselves on the back to be able to look. Very hard to pat yourself on the back. It takes a little bit of concentration. Concentration that can keep us from seeing things. We talked about pride goeth before a fall, and many times in our lives, we have experienced this fall that comes from being overly prideful. And when this happens, what is the first thing that we want to do? We want to fix it. We want to get back to wherever it was that we were before the fall happens. And by God, I want it now. And sometimes we just need to have a little bit of patience. That dirty, dirty word, patience, that no one likes to hear today. We have gotten used to instant gratification, especially since the advent of the smartphone. I need to talk to Holly. I need to tell her something. What do? I pick up my cell phone and I call her. Or I pick up my phone and usually, because we are both working, I send her a text. And we do that. We text someone and then we wait 30 seconds for a response. And when we don't get one, we text back, "Hey, are you there? I want the answer. Give me the answer. I want to know what the weather is going to be." There's been a number of outdoor festivals that vendors have participated in, again, including Holly selling her leather goods. You need to know if there's a big storm coming. So what do? Boom, you whip out your phone, you open up the AccuWeather app, and you see what the weather's going to be like. Or it could be that you're thinking about the film Casablanca, and you get this thing in your head, you know what? Who played Victor Laszlo in Casablanca? So what do? Boom, you whip out your phone. You open up the IMDb app and you look up Casablanca, and there you see, does anybody know who played Victor Laszlo without whipping out your phone? No, that was Rick. Victor Laszlo was the wife of, what's her name? What's her character name? Elsa, yeah. By the way, it was Paul Henreid that played him. But unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, God doesn't have an app. So sometimes it takes a bit of time to get an answer from him, because you can't whip out the cell phone, open up the God app, and say, "God, what the heck is going on? What am I supposed to do?" It doesn't work like that. So again, sometimes it takes a little bit of time to get the answer from God, getting the answer from God. Humility and patience are two things that actually go hand in hand. It takes humility on our part to have the patience sometimes to wait and trust in God. And yes, sometimes it is very hard, very hard to have patience. We've all experienced this in our lives. Why is this happening? First Peter 5:6 reminds us that we need to be patient under the hand of God until he lifts us up in his due time. Answer my prayer, Lord. Answer it now. Give me the answer now. Sometimes God's now is not right at this particular moment. We need to have patience too, because there are forces in this world. You want to call it the adversary, you want to call it the devil, Lucifer, Satan, whatever. But there are forces that are working towards our destruction. Especially when we want those answers. Why? It's a good opportunity for the adversary to get to us, to cast doubt, to cast division. And we need to be patient and we need to stay vigilant. Like a roaring lion, your adversary, the devil, prowls around looking for someone to devour. We need to have patience. We need to stay vigilant so that we can resist things that would get us off course. Things that can make us doubt in the sovereignty and the care of God the Father. We need to have the humility to realize that we cannot fight this fight all on our own. We need to have the humility to acknowledge that we need God, who will support us, who will restore us, and strengthen us in his time. So, walk humbly, my friends. Take pride in your accomplishments. Nothing wrong with that. Give thanks to God. But remember that we are not all-knowing. Only God is. We need to remain watchful for anything that would try to derail us. Practice patience, but never, ever pray for patience, because you will not like the lesson that God will give you. And above all, remember, do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God. Amen.